What is your name?
Teresa Ann Apollo.
And where were you when you first heard your father was ill?
I was living in New York City. I got a phone call from my mom telling me that Dad was diagnosed with lung cancer. And I remember her saying that the doctor said they gave him 6 months to live if he chose to have chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
Did he?
And if, which he did. And if he did not have any treatment, they gave him 2 months to live.
That was devastating, right?
Yeah, it almost felt just unreal. Like, you hear the word cancer all your life, and you hear people have cancer, and then when, you know, somebody who's close to you, especially your parent, a family member, has cancer, it's almost like you can't even say the word. It just becomes just a really strange word to you. And it just, you're partially in shock and you partially numb yourself to the feelings because, and part of you doesn't believe that it's true or real. And, you just experiencing a lot of different feelings and that are overwhelming, and you've never felt these feelings before, so it feels unreal.
Do you think you're the closest to your dad out of the rest of your siblings?
I do think I was the closest. I do feel as a child growing up that I was quote-unquote favored by my dad. We just, had a different relationship than the relationship I had with my mom.
Is that why you nursed him?
I chose to be his nurse because, you know, I don't even know. It's just a feeling that I had that I couldn't even, like, it was just a force within me that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to take care of my dad. I don't even know if I, thought
about it for a second?
Thought about it or anything. It just, it was just so, no question about it, no doubt about it, not even thinking about it. It was just something, throughout my whole body, mind, and spirit that wanted me to, oh, yeah, of course, I want to take care of my dad.
Could you tell, or did anyone tell you that they wanted to help nurse your dad?
My sisters wanted to help out as much as they could, but they were also busy with their children. I didn't have any children, and they were married, and they lived in Northern California in San Francisco. My dad lived in Los Angeles, so it was more difficult for them to come down and help because of their families.
How did that change your life, for the future until now?
I think I went through the stages of dying with my dad, so I experienced it with him because I know you go through many stages, denial and anger to the point, the final stage is acceptance. And I, it made me very brave. It made me very courageous. It was the best gift that I could give to my dad and the best gift that I could give to myself. I think that's when you feel most alive, when you're giving.
When you're caring for your dad in his last stages of life, did it remind you of any other time you were bonding with him?
Yeah, I have some vivid memories of times when I was a child and my dad was painting my bedroom light blue and he was in the closet and he was up on a ladder, and I just remember just feeling love for him and he saying something to me and me
just liking hearing the sound of his voice, because I love that person. And there were many times maybe doing some chores in the backyard, pulling weeds, and, you know, him explaining things to me.